This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, July 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Senate Approach Committee considers ag. USDA pushing for changes at FAO and differing deadlines for Farm Bill 2.0. Senate appropriators start debate on funding bills. The Senate will start moving its fiscal 26 spending bills, including the agriculture bill, which funds the USDA and the FDA. The ag bill won't attempt to move food for peace to USDA as originally proposed in the House, but you can expect report language calling for an evaluation to determine the best home for the program once housed at USAID. Ag Appropriations Subcommittee Chair John Hovind of North Dakota said panel members attempted to follow the House version of the bill, but there were changes to make it more bipartisan. The original House version included a provision moving food for peace to the Ag Department. This was later removed through a manager's amendment. Hovind said there was no agreement in his subcommittee on how to handle the program. He told reporters yesterday he's worked closely with ranking member Gene Shaheen of New Hampshire to ensure the bill is not derailed, but he did say there are four or five items that could hit some bumps. USDA pushes back to basics approach at FAO, touts Codex. A USDA delegation has returned from the 44th session of the Conference of United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, touting the benefits of the organization's work on international standard setting, but pushing for a pared-back approach. The U.S. sees FAO at a crossroads. Deputy Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs Michelle Beckering said during a session in Rome that, according to a USDA statement, one path is business as usual. More mandates, more meetings, more process, slow progress. The other path brings us back to basics and results, focusing on FAO's core mission, making a real and sustainable difference on the ground. The statement also describes meetings between officials in which USDA underscored the importance of Codex Alimentarius to supporting American agriculture and fostering trade. Why it matters? Well, the future of the U.S. engagement with a raft of intergovernmental organizations, including the FAO, is still in limbo. A February 4 executive order directed the State Department to review the U.S. membership of all groups and provide recommendations to the President on possible withdrawal by August 3rd. No Senate timeline for Farm Bill 2.0. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman of Arkansas said he's committed to passing a skinny farm bill by the end of the year, but he doesn't necessarily have the same fall deadline as his House counterpart. On Tuesday, House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told reporters he's eyeing September to move on a farm bill with provisions that were not included in the GOP One Big Beautiful Bill. Bozeman said the committee will survey members on both sides of the aisle to determine what's left for the bill, start to put that together, but there is no timeline yet. Bozeman said, quote, "It's a little different in the Senate. What they can do in 2 hours takes us a week to do." We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000-plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. NOAA Administrator Pick vows Weather Service staffing will be a top priority. President Donald Trump's pick for administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration told senators yesterday he supports proposed research budget cuts at the agency and will focus on ensuring National Weather Service offices are staffed. It's really important for the people to be there because they have relationships with the people in the local community. Neil Jacobs, a former Commerce Department Undersecretary for Oceans and Atmosphere, said of NWS offices. He went on to say that if confirmed, he would be focused on consolidating the data, not consolidating the people. The Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee held the hearing. USDA scraps NEPA reviews for GE plants. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service will no longer prepare environmental impact analysis before approving genetically engineered seeds, the agency says in a message to stakeholders. APHIS says it's complying with the recent Supreme Court decision that limited the scope of reviews under the National Environmental Policy Act. In line with the decision from the court and Seven County Infrastructure Coalition versus Eagle County, Colorado, there is no role for NEPA in the agency's response to a petition for determination of non-regulated status, APHIS says. That's because APHIS has no ability to consider any factors or environmental impacts beyond the factual and scientific information that is relevant to determining whether an article is a, quote, regulated article under what is known as Part 340 regulations, the agency says. NEPA requires consideration of environmental impacts only if such consideration would result in information on which the agency could act, APHIS says. Hemp organizations form working group. Four industrial hemp organizations are banding together to promote their industry through the creation of a new working group. The Hemp Education and Marketing Initiatives, the National Hemp Association, the Hemp Feed Coalition, and the U.S. Hemp Building Association have formed the group to, quote, align efforts around policy, market development, education, funding, and stakeholder engagement, according to a press release. The HEMI working group brings structure and clarity to a promising sector long fragmented by misinformation and missed opportunities, National Hemp Association Chair Jeff Whaling says. Here's today's final word. My colleagues, quote, might be talking about it. I'm trying to get over the last one. That's Senate Ag Chair John Bozeman on prospects for a second budget reconciliation bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, July 10th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.